Part 4. Emotion, Identity, and Music. Chapter 23. Awake and Asleep. Musical Dreams. Like most people, I dream of music occasionally. Sometimes I have panicked dreams that I have to perform in public music that I have never played before. But generally, in my dreams, I am listening to or playing music I know well. And though I may be deeply affected by the music while I am dreaming, when I awake, I sometimes have only the recollection that I have dreamed of music, or of the feelings that went with it, without being able to say what the music actually was. But on two occasions in 1974, it was different. I was severely insomniac and had been taking chloral hydrate, an old-fashioned hypnotic, in rather large doses. This disposed me to excessively vivid dreams, which could sometimes continue as a sort of quasi-hallucination even after waking. On one such occasion, I dreamed of the Mozart Horn Quintet, and this continued, delightfully, when I got up. I heard, as I never do with my normal musical imagery, every instrument clearly. The piece unfolded, played itself unhurriedly at its proper tempo in my mind. And then suddenly, as I was drinking a cup of tea, it stopped, vanished like the bursting of a bubble. During the same period, I had another musical dream, and this too continued into the waking state. Here, in contrast to the Mozart, I found something deeply disturbing and unpleasant about the music and longed for it to stop. I had a shower, a cup of coffee, went for a walk, shook my head, played a mazurka on the piano, to no avail. The hateful, hallucinatory music continued unabated. Finally, I phoned a friend, Orlan Fox, and said that I was hearing songs that I could not stop, songs that seemed to me full of melancholy and a sort of horror. The worst thing, I added, was that the songs were in German, a language I did not know. Orlan asked me to sing or hum some of the songs. I did so, and there was a long pause. "Have you abandoned some of your young patients?" he asked, "or destroyed some of your literary children?" "Both," I answered. "Yesterday, I resigned from the children's unit at the hospital where I have been working, and I burned a book of essays I had just written. How did you guess?" "Your mind is playing Mahler's Kinder Totenlieder," he said, "his songs of mourning for the death of children." I was amazed by this, for I rather dislike Mahler's music and would normally find it quite difficult to remember in detail, let alone sing any of his Kinder Totenlieder. But here my dreaming mind, with infallible precision, had come up with an appropriate symbol of the previous day's events. And in the moment that Orlan interpreted the dream, the music disappeared. It has never recurred in the 30 years since. In the curious intermediate states between waking and sleep, the hypnagogic state that may precede sleep, or the hypnopompic state that may follow awakening, free-floating reverie and dreamlike or hallucinatory apparitions are particularly common. These tend to be highly visual, kaleidoscopic, elusive, and difficult to remember. But on occasion they may take the form of coherent musical hallucination. Later in 1974, I had an accident requiring surgery to one leg and was hospitalized for several weeks in a tiny windowless room that did not allow any radio reception. A friend brought me a tape recorder along with a single cassette of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. I played this constantly, dozens of times a day, and one morning, in that delicious hypnopompic state that follows waking, I heard the Mendelssohn playing. I was not dreaming, but fully aware that I was lying in a hospital bed and that my tape recorder was by my side. One of the nurses, I thought, must have put it on as a novel way of waking me up. Gradually, I surfaced, the music continuing all the while, until I was able to stretch out a sleepy hand to turn the recorder off. When I did this, I found that the machine was off. In the moment of realizing this and being startled into full wakefulness, the hallucinatory Mendelssohn abruptly ceased. I had never experienced coherent, continuous, perception-like music, in hypnagogic or hypnopompic states before this, nor have I since. I suspect that it was a combination of events that tipped me into hearing music in this way. The almost non-stop exposure to Mendelssohn, which had supersaturated my brain, plus the hypnopompic state. But after speaking to a number of professional musicians about this, I find that intensely vivid musical imagery, or quasi-hallucination, is not uncommon in such states. Melanie Challenger, a poet who writes libretti for operas, told me that when she wakes from her afternoon siesta and is in a borderline state, she may experience very loud, very vivid orchestral music. It is like having an orchestra in the room. She is perfectly aware at such times that she is lying in bed in her own room and that there is no orchestra, but she can hear all the individual instruments and their combinations with a richness and a realness that she does not have with her ordinary musical imagery.